Another factor that may either help or hinder the successful implementation of an EBP is characteristics of practice approaches regularly used in service settings. Needless to say, usual practice is likely to be associated with practitioners' attitudes. There are concerns about clinical freedom and the ability to respond to individual client needs. A clinical setting that places high value on clinical freedom, autonomy, and eclecticism will be less receptive to an EBP. It is also likely the case that organizational cultures that endorse a client-centered approach may be less receptive to EBPs, or at least a model that espouses fidelity to treatment models. While these factors can be associated with greater resistance to the use of EBPs, a good fit between an EBP and current practice can contribute to adoption and implementation of the EBP. Indeed, compatibility between an innovation and existing practice has been found to be a core factor in predicting successful diffusion at an organizational level. Needless to say, it is essential that there be some degree of fit between an evidence-based treatment and existing practice.